with a very, very interesting wrap-up, which really is a summary of a lot of the things we've spoken about. Very, very interesting wrap-up. Perek Shmini, Amar Kuf Pei Zayin. The Rambam says in Shmoyin HaProkum Perek Zayin, the Rambam in the Shmoyin HaProkum introduction to Perkei Avos, he says like this. It's a Mavultik Rambam. The topic is called B'mechitza Ve'inyana, about walls. What does the Rambam have to do with walls? Zok the Rambam says, quote, what's on the Rambam inside? This Rambam I'm using, besides the fact that it's Perek Shmini and we're more or less up to it with a little bit of skipping, but it's really a wrap-up of everything we've been doing the whole year in a very interesting way, and really a different look at everything we've been talking about. Quote, hold on the Rambam inside. Yesh ba'nevim, there are those nevim she'yira Hashem Yisbaruch ma'achorei mechitzas rabbis. There are those who see HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind many walls. U'mehem mi she'yira ma'achorei mechitzas watos, and there are those who see the Eibishta behind thin walls, very, very few walls. Lefikir Vasam al Hashem Yisbarach, relative to their nantkite, their closeness to the Eibishta, lefim al Vasam minavua, and according to the level of Navua. Atra Amru, Moshe Rabbeinu Ruah Hashem Yisbarach ma'achrei mechitza achas behira. Moshe Rabbeinu had Shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a clear zach. What does that mean? He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a transparent zach. The Rekuda is that, I'll explain in a second, Ba'kavana Bazeh, Be'inyin Masha'im Alecha, says the Rambam, I'll explain to you what I mean. What are these walls? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a transparent wall, the hero? Who, says the Rambam, I'll explain to you. Sha'amailas, the Mailas. Mehen Mailas Sichlias, Mehen Mailas Amidas. Mailas Sichlias means Mailas of Seichel of Chachma. And Miles and Midas, Vachain HaPchisiyos. And the bad things, the negative things, the low things. Mehen Pchisa Sichlios, Mehen Pchisa Hamidas. Gerev Taiva, Gaiva, Roigas Kas, Azos, Chutzpah, Vavas Amomen. Vadayim Lehem, Mehen Rabbis Moed. There are many things which are negativities in a person's life. Ve'elu HaPchisas Kul, Mehen Pchisas Vavdils, Mehen The Rambam had a different look. He says, bad midas are a wall that divides you and Hashem. Ma'im ha'navi mevarza, pasuk in Yeshayah, gim avoy nesechem hoyu mavdilim b'neichem levein aloikechem. Yeimer sh'avoy nesechem, says the Rambam, what does that mean? Chatoim dafka. Elu ha'roi sh'zacharnu, gaiva, taiva, kas, azos, avas amomen, heim ha'machitzas ha'mavdilos, these are walls. Elu amidas hakiyetzim hem rachitzas ben Hashem Yisbarach ben Avim. Mi sheish beis midas v'gimol. Person who has two or three bad midas. Nema boy, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind three walls. Kan gila ha-Rambam es soida shakir vasel v'kim v'rich minas was. A shocking zach. The Rambam says that, and what have we been talking about the whole time since Elul? We started off Elul talking about getting to Simcha through Torah. But getting to Simcha through Torah, getting to Simcha Avodas Hashem means that it merged with the person, it blended with the person. The person came to a harmony, the person came to a balance. And that's all totally in Midas. Midas, 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 Midas. And we learned over the last few months that the Midas are rooted in very, very deep places in a person. The Atzos comes from the Ofer. The Taibas come from the Mayim. The Sicha Betela comes from the Ruach. The Gaiva comes from the Eish. That and all the other auxiliary bad Midas that come along. But the Rambam over here took this whole topic and raised the bar, and he says, if you have bad midas, so, okay, so the guy says, I have bad midas, I have to fix myself. No. The Rambam says, it's a mechitza between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kedei kach, the Rambam ends off and he says, that if you have two or three bad midas off balance, he calls it bilti mutzois, that's two or three walls between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't that marvel? Says the Ali Shur Khan Gila Ramam is Saidah Shakir Vasalakim. Person wants to be close to Hashem. Kol Mida Ra Mechitza Hi Beinenu Bein HaKadosh Baruch. If he Riba Midas Aras Ba'adam, and according to the accumulation of bad Midas in a person, Ribu ha-machitzas ha-mafsikas b'nelo ben koinei. Afilu b'madregas ha-navua. B'roim pizkas ha-mailas. The person's a navi. He has ruach ha-kodesh. He's at the spitz of the darkest. Mischalkam ha-neviim l'fi ma-shatzichu l'atakim kol l'kuim ha-neviim. The Rambam says, you want to know the difference between why one navi has a clearer vision than the other? Midas. So Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Chazal, saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu baspakariya ha-me'ira. What does that mean, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu baspakariya ha-me'ira? He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a transparent glass. Right? You go to the money changer, there's a mechitza between him and the guy who gives out the dollar. Right? There's a glass there, right? It's the bulletproof. But you're talking to the guy, right? But there's a glass there. There's a transparent glass. You're having a conversation with the guy. While is Moshe Rabbeinu transparent? Why did he see HaKadosh Baruch Hu not through a stained glass? He thought through a clear glass. But Kai Meir, clear, why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Spitz Midas. So, there was a glass there because he had a guf. The guf means that there's a wall between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The wall is the guf. But the wall was transparent because his midas was clean. Out of Mikol Adam. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take up any space. So he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a transparent, clear sheet of glass. I mean, there was a wall because he's a human being. Human beings by nature talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through walls. But the wall is transparent. It was crystal clear. What blurs our picture? What blurs the picture is Be'er Midas. Atkidekach, he says that even Nevi'im, you're talking about a person who's as Ruach HaKodesh, the Eibishter is giving him Nevuah, but he stands behind the wall. One wall, two walls, three walls, four walls. And then he says the punchline. Kirvas Elokim Einana Inyin Sharegesh. You want to be close to Hashem? So a guy sings a song and he says, I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nope, I'm not talking about anything controversial. Don't quote me. Okay, I didn't mean what any of you thought. I thought you all smiled. I didn't mean what you thought. Okay, dafka not. Why not? It's not a discussion for Beis Medrash. I'm talking about Stam. Look, let's read it again. Kirvas Aleikim ain't in Yosha Regesh. Kirvas Aleikim is not a function of closeness. It's not a function of Regesh. Oh, I feel. Elashuas Mechitzis means if you meet a guy who has terrible midas, and he says, I feel so close to the Eibishta. So he means Eibishta, he means himself. Yeah. Because Kirvas Elokim, says the Rambam, is Shviras Mechitzas, is breaking down walls. Kol Nekuda Shel Ra B'Kirbeinu, every Nekuda of Ra in ourselves, Shana Mevat L'moy Mesakim, that we get rid of or we fix it, is Galat Tachtis, under that is Nekuda Shel Kirvas Elokim. Emor Mi'ata, listen to this line, Regesh Shel Kirvas HaBayrei, when we have a feeling of closeness to the Eibishta, HaMis'er B'Kirbeinu, that awakens inside of us. When we win a battle with ourselves, zeu regesh amiti. That's a real regesh. That's a real feeling. That's real emotions. She'ein yad hadimya. That's not fantasy. That's not delusional. That's the real thing. That's really a guy had a battle with a midah. He either he broke it, he was misakin, or he activated self control. Then a person feels close to the Eibishta. That's real. That's the real thing because you broke down a mechitza, so you're closer. He says something dramatic. He says, is the Yisoid that in our door we forgot about. Muslim Kavetzlena, we understand, we know a person has to be Balmidis, and a person has to do good things. We are slowly forgetting. You have to stop doing bad in order to do good. Somebody who fights with the evil inside of him, you're breaking down the walls between you and the Eibishta. That's not imagined. He brings in a remarkable Chazal. So first of all, before we get to the remarkable Chazal, one thing at a time. What did he say? What did Rambam say over here? Now, a lot of you are thinking, the Rambam meant a mashal. Yeah, it's like a mashal walls. No, the Rambam wasn't the Dubna Magid, and Dubna Magid was one of the Gedalei Ador. But he wasn't the person who said Mishalom. The Rambam was Halacha Sefer. The Rambam says that Midas are Mechitzas. I'll give you a mashal, right? Imagine trying to have a conversation with somebody. So you go to the money changer, right? And you talk to the guy through the glass. So there's a glass there. You're not talking to him face to face. There's a mechitza. But you're talking to him, right? It's relatively easy to have a conversation. You ever tried to have a conversation with, like, you're in your dira, and you're in one room, and the other room, and there's a wall between. And you try to have a conversation. Where are you going for Shabbos? I don't know. Back and forth. What'd you say? Okay. Try back and forth. Broken telephone. In the end, you thought he was invited. That's why all the things happen in the diras, because they talk from one room to another. And he said, I'm not taking you with me to the Suda Lel Shabbos. And you thought he said, I am taking you. And then, A, you didn't have where to go to, and you're not on talking terms since then. That's if you have one wall in between. And what happens if you're talking to somebody behind 30 walls? Now, we're in big trouble here, because the Rambam says that the chilek between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im was how many walls they spoke about. So Moshe Rabbeinu had one transparent wall because his zich didn't take up a place. Well, the other Nevi'im had walls. So how many walls do we speak behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What did I say? 1,000? That's not fair, right? People who stay for Ali show the list because there's man. They have 3 or 4. And people who stay for, I think we should give out certificates. Whoever came to Ali show the list because man should get a certificate that they're official Baal Musar. And the problem is that nobody here wants to take such a certificate because nobody's going to want to marry them. Who wants to marry a Baal Musar? And there is not enough of Baal Musar to take a certificate that they're Baal Musar. Das nish. They came to Ali Shoda last week, but not to overdo it. So how many walls do we have? You know what the Rambam was saying? So what I'm saying is that if you didn't fix your midas, so you come to davening, you're trying to daven, and what should I say? I use the lashon of the Rambam. You feel like you're talking to the wall, and you are. Kipshutoy. I'm not complaining the Rambam. It's lucky this is a Rambam. It's not some, I don't know, sefer. The Rambam says you're talking to the wall, and not just to one, by the way. To the thickness of the wall of China. You know what that is? That's a thick wall. That's thick as basically China. Maybe more. The guy's trying to say Hashiva Shafteinu, and you feel like you're banging your head against the wall and nobody's listening to you, and you feel so far and you feel so distant. You feel like you're talking to the wall. Mistumah, that's where the Lashon comes from. This Rambam, where's the Lashon talking to the wall? The Goyim stole everything from us. The Rambam says you're davening and you don't feel any kirva, you don't feel anything. You're talking to the wall, because there's a machitza, there's a wall between you and the Eibishta. Gaiv is a wall, and by the way, every Nikudav Gaiv is a wall, and Kas is a wall, and Taiv is a wall. So then we wonder. Remember, Bachram asked me always, particularly when it comes to Yom Neroyim, which the Iker is davening. Bachram asked all the time, I don't feel it. Right? Famous last words before Rosh Hashanah. I don't feel the Rosh Hashanah. I don't feel the, what do you call it? How can you feel anything? You ever had a conversation with somebody behind 20 walls? You're at one end of the neighborhood and the other guy's at the other, right? You're on the whole, what do you call it, over there. And what Rehov, you're on Sonnenfeld over there by Nechama, that Adam knows where it is, and the other guy is on Bar Ilan. Try to have a conversation like that, and you feel up a kurva, up a kirvashaft, and you feel a nuntkeit, and a relationship. It's behind walls. Why are the Midas, I want to say a Tifazach now, why are the Midas walls? Why are they walls? Because the Midas, we've spoken about this many times, but this Rambam sharpens it. The reason why the Midas are walls is because Kirvashav to the Eibishta comes from the recognition of what we learned last week, that you're a Nivra of the Eibishta. That's the definition of the relationship with you and the Eibishta. The definition of your relationship with you and the Eibishta is that you're a Nivra, like we learned last week in Gaiva. Watch. A person who has bad midas, all bad midas are self-absorption. All bad midas are rooted at Ichman Epis. I'm Kas because I'm Epis, and Taivit's about me, and Gaiv is about me, and Atzlus is about me, and Azlus is about me, and Hevdas Amomen is about me. by nature, self-absorption is a denial in the etzem mitzius of Elohim. So every, the chiddush of the Rambam is that every bad midah is a richok from the Eibishter. Not just walls. What he says about walls is, Mabdilois ben Adam, they separate you. So if we have trouble, everyone asks, by the way, I'll use davening as an example. Why is it so hard to daven? Davening is, I think, the hardest part of Avodas Hashem. There's no question about it. Chesed, people go. Torah, we learn. Davening is hard. Why is it so hard? There's a lot of reasons why. It requires a lot of focusing. Davening by nature is very, very ruchaniistic. It's not physical. It's not something you could touch. You can eat the matzah, hold the lulav. Torah, we use our heads. Davening is pure ruchanias. Davening is the most ruchaniistic chelak of Avodas Hashem by nature. And by nature, we're very physical. All that's true. Gaiva is a problem, davening. Focus is a problem by davening. But we don't realize that one of the main problems of davening, if not the most one, is that we're talking to the wall. And we don't feel the Eibishta, we don't relate to the Eibishta, we don't feel his kirva. Kerftono malkeinu. Kerftono malkeinu. Bring us close. But in order to bring us close, you have to fix your midas. And you can't see the Eibishta, you can't feel the Eibishta, you can't relate to the Eibishta if you have bad midas. So shakin zach. So it's a long distance call. It's a long distance call with bad reception. I just spoke to somebody now coming in. A guy in Lakewood, not a guy, Hashem Harav. Harav. And there was bad reception. I felt the machitas between us. Try it again. Hashiva Shaftenu, Fala Marina, Yishalayim, Moidin, Nijgang. We'll end off with a Moidik Rambam. We don't have to end off, nobody's coming anymore today, right? We can do it in a few minutes. So last week, and there's nothing else going on the way it looks. Another few minutes? Nothing going on, or another few minutes? Which one are you masking to?
I think we have a few more.
A few minutes? Okay. Because you're a masker, I don't want to stay in the headset. The other guys, I don't know about. He says over here, Rambam, which is a mavel de kazach. Listen carefully. He says over here, Gemara, Al Avraham Avinu Yadu Alanu, I'm on top of page Kuf Pechas. He says a zach, which is life changing. Al Avraham Avinu Yadu Alanu Sheben Shalosh Shanim Hikar Es Boiri. Avraham Avinu saw that there's an Eibishta. It's a shocking zach, I always say this to myself for primarily. You know what it means? That Avraham Avinu saw Boiri, Hikar Boiri, he got up in the morning and he saw there's an Eibishta. He had no nevuah. Avraham Avinu never sat at a seder. His father wasn't the most exemplary example in Amunah and Hashkafa in general. Somehow he made himself into the Haggadah, Rabbi Terach, but other than that, he no Seder, no Matan Torah, no Torah, no Rebbe, no Cheder, no Yeshiva, garnished. Ben Shalosh Hikar Es Boiri, the Rambam says in Hilchos. But how did he get to that? Listen to Zohar Gemara, or Chazal. Amar Rav Abba Yitzhar Adoimel Alistim Shofof. Listen to this Chazal. The Yitzhar is like a weak listim. Hey, Yeshiv Prashas Drachim, you have this highway robber. He sits by the Prashas Drachim, he sits on the highways, robbing people. I'm reading a Chazal and Bereshis Rabba Perkel Bez. Koman the Ovahu, anybody who passes by, Omer, Hav Ma'ad Allah. That's what they call in English, Balaz, think him up. Give me money or your life. Hav Ma'ad, give me. So everyone emptied out their pockets for the Ganav, right? You have a list of sitting, whoever you draw from. He tells the guy, your money or your life. They gave the money, most of them. Over Pikeach Echot, came by one bright guy, Verosha, Imboi Techelos, Ligzoler Klum. He said, money or your life. I want to see your gun. She pulls it out, the water gun. She says, you're a fraud, you're nothing. There's nothing here. Hischil Lekatator, he started to fight with the Ganav. That's the story. Kach kama deiris ibed Yetzahara, dor enosh dor afloga de babel. Yetzahara ruled. Dor enosh avodazara dor afloga. They wanted to climb to the Shemayim. Dor amabel with all their riches. Kibish omen avrom avinu varosh emir techeles. Avraham Avinu called the bluff. Avraham Avinu said, it's a scam. This whole thing's a scam. There's nothing there. Hischa Makasasoy started to fight him. Zakna Alisho, Amari de Kazach. This is a new Avraham Avinu. We know Avraham Avinu was a Kirov guy. Emuna. We know he was a Chesed guy. Eishal Avraham. He did both at the same time. Right? Everyone came, made a bracha. Baruch Shalom. Nisiel came out of Mesachinu. Baruch Kalach. This business about there's a former guy fighting the Yetzirah and calling the bluff and calling the scam. Mazeh. Was that with the Yetzirah? Was that Avraham Avinu? What does this come into the history of Avraham Avinu? For many days, the Yetzirah ruled the world. Avraham Avinu started up with the Yetzirah. What did Avraham start with the Yetzirah? Avraham Avinu was a Gehoi Ben Amen. He was busy with Kirov. Kirov, Emunah, and Chesed. Chesed le Avraham. Emunah Zok Emor Miata says that Ali Shur, one of the most important lines you're ever going to hear in Musar. Keita Zachar Romeo Hakar said, how did he get to the place that he saw the Eibishta? Hara says a Mechitza. He fought with the Yetzirah. What does he mean, fought with the Yetzirah? He fixed his midas. He said, I'm not going to buy this scam. I'm not going to buy this, your money or your life. I'm not going to accept the fact that the Yetzirah says you can't do it. Hikar is Boyroy. Who believe Lara says a machitza without breaking down the wall, believe Lakatsis is a Yetzi without calling the bluff of the Yetzi, Yefshal Hakir. Yeah, my son, Zokta Ali Shur, a dramatic announcement. How did Avraham Avinu get to this Nakuda that he was able to see the Eivishta? There's a whole world out there, isn't he? Zokta, what do you call it? Zokta Gemara, Zokta Chazal, he fought the Yetzahara. In fact, Akash, what did the fight the Yetzirah about? He was Avraham Avinu. He just punfaker. He only became Avraham Avinu because he was mechazi Yetzirah. He didn't accept the Yetzirah's bluff. He didn't accept the Yetzirah's lying. He didn't accept the Yetzirah's scam. He didn't accept the Yetzirah's fake gun. And Mimela, Vibalti, he broke the Mechitza. He broke the Yetzirah himself. And he broke the Midas. He woke up the next day and he saw the Eivishta because he broke the Mechitza between him and the Eivishta. It's a Mamal de Kazakh. I was thinking about it this morning. You know, I was thinking about this Avraham Avinu thing. Do you know that last night, between 12:30 and 2:30, 200 missiles were fired at Eretz Yisrael? I said, 200 missiles. And I said this morning, as of this morning, nobody was hurt. So, you all heard that, one said the other. The other guy said, phew. And then the other one I'm talking about how which camel we're riding to Egypt to get out of here. Weiter. And you know why we are like that, by the way? Why don't we, I don't know if it's an Eskoli on the level of Kriyas Yamsuf, I presume not. But it's ganz fine. A ganz fine event, yeah? 200 missiles in a little country, nobody got hurt, 200 missiles. But that's not a firecracker. They're doing missiles. Some of them are ballistic missiles. Some of them are missiles that carry half a ton of explosives. Half a ton of explosives, by the way, if it takes a direct hit, brings down most of the campus here. Not all 45 Bata Midrashim, but a good part of them. So why are we not in this fall from it, by the way? Because we don't see the Eivishta B'chal on anything. We don't see the Eivishta. Yeah, that. Kaychavay Tzmiyadi. Army. Trump. Aim. There. Anyway, we don't see the Eivishta B'chal. I'm not talking about anything big. I'm talking about like basics. We're not spoiled from anything. The reason why we're not spoiled from anything is not because like one person told me he got used to it. I told the Bachar I was there the first time it happened. You look the same, apathetic. So it's a Raya Muchachas. Raya Muchachas, not like that. Raya Muchachas, ain't all that true. It's not because of that. The reason is that nothing makes an effect on us is because we're sitting behind so many walls. I would add on a lashon to the Rambam that the Rambam didn't use. The Rambam talked about walls. We're in a bunker. And the same bunker that protects us from the missiles also doesn't allow anything to make an effect on us. We're so deep in the rut of kinna taiva and kovod and midas rois that we don't feel anything anymore. We don't see anything. We don't feel anything. And the Gemara, this medrash over here by Avraham Avinu has been megala shaking zach, an aspect of Avraham Avinu that we weren't aware of. That Avraham Avinu was Mekatzis as a Yetzirah. Avraham Avinu fought his Yetzirah. You ever heard that expression, Avraham Avinu the Yetzirah? Yitzchak is Gevura. Yeah, and Gevinu the Sar Shal Esau. We have this picture of Avraham Avinu as, Avraham Avinu, Chesed, Avon, he didn't touch the Yetzirah. No, you can't get to anything without beating up the Yetzirah. You can't get anywhere without being, without calling it a bluff, without saying, you're a ganav, you're nobody, you're a fraud, you're a scam. And the ikar fraud and the ikar scam is the midas roes that we have. That the things that we think we need, the things that we think are legitimate, with the Yetzer Hara lies to us and convinces us that the taif is legitimate, the kav is necessary, the kas is a chiyuv. Avraham Avinu was able to be makir as boiroi. He ends off and says, ki hein zeh esel umah zeh osa elokim. The Ebrish that created one against the other. Tumah mo kedusha. Chol oid shemuchubar le tumah. If you're mechubar to tumah, then that blocks chitzes min kedusha. Kol asher aseichel mischazak yeser yisamis yeser laharois mechitzes losor meira. And that's our avodah. Our avodah is to mesaken amidus. Tikkun amidus brings kirvas aleikim. Koveinu makenu avodah secha. That's the goal. The goal is to get close to the Eibishta. Why is that the goal? That's what Olam Haba is. The sanegal Hashem v'lenos v'zev shchinasai. So about the whole essence of Olam Haba is defined by our relationship with the Eibishta. So as close as we get to the Eibishta in this world is the amount that we're going to be close to him in the next world. And at the end of the day, it's telling you how many walls you break down, how many meters you fix, how much a person's tovik in the Eibishta. Thank you for joining us this man. It was gevaldik, and a good chag kosher v'sameach to all the kosher v'balei musr v'balei shor. If you look at yourself as a bal musr, if not, you can also enjoy the yantav.